Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch. And we're speaking with Nicole Christensen, who is the director of Care Answered, and talking about things we should do when we're going to a doctor to basically be our own advocate. And I just want to bring two things up from what Nicole had said earlier. One, in reference to really what was a scam with the cancer, poor people being told to take cancer medications, which are just putting toxins in your body. And we have programs, which you've done on the radio, in reference to medical scams. In every aspect of your life, it doesn't hurt to ask a second opinion. Nothing has to be done that day. We've had people from the Attorney General's office on, you got to do it today. It's got to, no, I'm alive. What doctor says you got to take this injection of XYZ today? I'm going to have a second opinion. I'll come back to you. I appreciate it. That will just confirm what you said. You owe it to yourself. I mean, I never heard the story. I really didn't. But that's something.
Yeah, that was a horrible story.
And then from Ann, you need a quarterback. And I was in the hospital years ago, and I remember this poor man next to me. I don't know what I was. I was in for nothing big. But, and he had a bunch of different doctors. He didn't have a quarterback. So one came in and said, what are you taking this for? No, no, you need XYZ. Mm. Nurse, make it XYZ. Next one came in and said, he's taking XYZ. We'll add ABC. Now he has something else going wrong. Next doctor comes back and said, no, take the XYZ away and put. Poor guy was like crying. It's like, can somebody? He didn't have one person.
Right.
And it's still, this was in the hospital. But every specialist was coming in saying, let's do this for this thing. But it was countering something the doctor gave him earlier.
And that's why, and that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Again, with the, there's 1.5 million medication errors that happen in hospitals annually. So that is a big, big deal. One of the other things that I always recommend when I'm talking to people is that you carry a list of your medications on you, and your advocate or caregiver also carries it with them. So in that list of medications, it not only should say the actual medication name, but the dosage, when you take it, and what it's for. Okay, so all of those things, and including supplements, because people don't realize sometimes that those can interact with medications as well. So God forbid you end up in the hospital. You're sick because you're in the hospital, right? And it's for something else, maybe some sort of traumatic event. They don't necessarily know all of your previous diagnosis. And one mistake can cost you your life. So having that list with you and having an advocate there to tell them what those medications are and what your diagnoses are can save your life. This is not just, oh, if you want to. You must have those. Because especially if you're taking anything more than a vitamin, that's for everybody. If you're taking anything more than a vitamin, you should have that list of medications on you with that information on it.
That's true. And I see that and I hear that more. As you age, you listen to different people tell stories. And we have somebody, Otto, who has that. His wife has it and he has it. And I'm not even sure if his kids have it or not, but God forbid something happened to him. It's a printout of his recent tests, where they were taken. You know, like if he had, I'm making all this up now, a heart attack, and he had that with St. Francis and something else here, but he has it all documented. What he takes, the time of day he takes it. Because all of a sudden they're going to give you a shot and say, oh, my God, he just took 2 hours ago, took XYZ.
Right.
Then if we give him this shot, it could kill him maybe.
Right. I have a lot of clients and people that have discussed with me blood thinners, right? You're on a blood thinner. You go to the hospital. Something happens. They give you another blood thinner. Now you're bleeding out. Right? Or something like that. There's a lot of medication errors. And even home, when you're being discharged from the hospital, the difference between a generic or a name brand. People are discharged, again, same as the doctor's office. Do you want to get out of there? So they say you're discharged. You're like, okay, I'm out, right?
Okay.
The discharge plan should start upon admission, because that's the whole goal, is to get you out. So that discussion should be ongoing and happening so that you're fully prepared when you're leaving the hospital.
Nicole, help me understand.
Sure.
as we just went over, I could be my own advocate, or if I had someone close to me that I was comfortable with, they could be my advocate. Mm-hmm. But what about hiring an advocate? Can you talk about what is involved and when you would go that route, and where would you find an advocate that you can hire?
Okay, great. Well, yes, I can certainly answer that question. But when the when is a good, really good question. Generally, for Care Answered, we come in at transitions. So when you are being discharged from a hospital, when you have to go into a hospital, when you have been diagnosed with a chronic or a catastrophic illness, and that's the time when people are like, what is happening? What choices do I have? I have, you know, don't know which way to go. That's when we usually get that call in those transitions, or going to a nursing home, going home again after a hospital discharge, or after a rehab discharge, because that is where a lot of the bad things happen, is what I say. Because in that transition, the coordination, the quarterback, that's when it's so important. Because if those clinicians, like you were talking about before, are not in communication with the person themselves, the patient, and that is not streamlined and fluid, that's when mistakes can happen. Like somebody gives a medication that counteracts with another medication, or somebody doesn't know that you had a previous diagnosis. So that's when an advocate is most important, I believe. So oftentimes we get called when somebody has been diagnosed and their loved one calls, spouse or adult child, and they it's generally the caregiver that is pulling their hair out, because as a person who's sick, you're sick, so you're concentrating on that. And so what we do is we coordinate, we are the liaison. We're not making the decisions for you, obviously, but we are making sure that you actually know all of your options. And some, quite frankly, clinicians don't necessarily know all of the options. I'm not talking about medical options, but other things to increase quality of life as well.
Right, of course.
So help me understand, what is the background of the advocate that I'm going to hire?
Okay, so I can speak for Care Answered. So with our background, I have 20 years of experience as an advocate. I started out in Washington, D.C. as an advocate for senior citizens, and then I was in New York City. And before starting Care Answered, I was the vice president of Island Harvest, which is a food bank on Long Island, where I served and created their advocacy and senior programs, as well as built up all of the other programs there. So what I saw in my professional experience was a lot of people falling through the cracks and potentially losing their lives. And on a personal note, I'll just speak briefly, is my oldest brother passed away of a preventable medical error. He was diagnosed as a baby of having a heart condition. He was prone to pneumonia. And at 38 years old, he was pretty sure he had pneumonia. He went to his regular doctors, and they said, "No, we think it's depression. We think he's suffering from depression." They called my dad, and so we were all a bit surprised. I was much younger then, but we said, "Okay, we'll deal with it this way." And then my brother called. My dad came flying into the city, and my brother passed away in my dad's arms. No. And all the time, he had pneumonia. They never checked the scans. So that is an example of a preventable medical error. And I see this happen a lot more with older adults, because, again, the whole, "Oh, well, you're getting older" type of scenario happens a lot. Again, my father had a diagnosis of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, and it was very difficult. And I was there, and I've had all this experience. And I said, you know, "Would this the medication?" I wanted to see all the medications, make sure they did it right. And they didn't give him his medication. It ended up in a nursing home for the rest of his life because of that. So these errors happen, and I was doing everything, but I was also a loved one, and so it can be a little bit foggy. But these things happen, and the more that we can get somebody on our side to be the quarterback, to advocate for our best care, to tell all the concerns that we have, to get the second opinion, to make sure that all the services are in place so that we are safe and have a quality life wherever that we call home, it's so important. It's really a life and death thing.
Wow. What's the number? We didn't give out the number for...
Yes. The number for Care Answered is 516-584-2007.
516-584-2007.
Yes. And you can find us on the web at careanswered.com. And you can always email me at Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, at careanswered.com.
If you don't mind, I want to bring something up. And we have a number of people in the town of North Hempstead who have family, but they may not be in the immediate area. Yes, you would want an advocate, but I'm very strongly opinionated that it's also very important that somebody is in proximity to be here to know what's going on versus, let's say, they're somewhere else and they've got the aide and they think the aide is a babysitter and that the aide is going to do everything. Personally, my own feeling is, no, you got to be physically present to sign those papers, to see and watch what's going on, even if you are not the advocate directly, but they're bouncing off of you as well as the other person. Do you have any opinions on this?
Yeah, absolutely. So for Care Answered, as we are advocates, we are there to set up everything, and people call us back, certainly, for assistance. But if somebody doesn't have somebody that's actually there, I would recommend, and I work with a lot of great geriatric care managers. So that's for the everything. They make sure your cable bill is paid. They make sure your lawn gets mowed. They make sure of all of those other things that are really necessary, again, for quality of life. So I interact with geriatric care managers, but most of my clients, Care Answered clients, they have a loved one that's there. They have people that love them very much, but we're there to make sure that everything gets done. We get health care done.
Perfect. That's it. It's amazing. This was a wonderful segment, and I really appreciate it, Nicole, so much. And if anybody who's listening to this doesn't pay heed to the fact of ask a question, don't be afraid. And guess what? Your doctor doesn't have to be the best person in the world. If he's not giving you the answers politely that you understand them and you feel stressed, then leave. Get another one. There's plenty of doctors out there.
Time for a new doctor.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.